الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، I can do nothing better than to begin with praising and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all that He has given us. All khair, everything good begins with the thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began His kalam by saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of the Alameen. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi, in his tafsir, quoted a hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is in the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha. He said, a man praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, رَبِّكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ وَعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ. That a man praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, that, O my Rabb, for you is all praise and all thanks. لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجْهِكَ. In keeping with the grace and majesty of your glorious countenance, وَعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِكَ, and in keeping with the glory and majesty of your kingdom. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the malaika who record the deeds, they had never heard these words of praise before. So they did not know how many hasanat and how many rewards to be written for these words of praise. So they go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what his slave said even before he thought about it. But the angels go and they say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, your slave praised you in some words which we have never heard before. What must we write in his book of records? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to establish the hujjat in favor of his slave, that the angels become the witnesses for him on the day of judgment, not because Allah needs to know, because he already knows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels and he said, what did my slave say? And the angel said, Ya Rabbal Alameen, he said, رَبِّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ كَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِجَلَالِ وَجِكَ وَعَظِيمِ سُلْطَانِ. What must we write in terms of reward for these words? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, write the words as he said them, and I will reward him in keeping with the glory and majesty of my countenance, and in keeping with the glory and majesty of my kingdom. I remind myself and you that everything begins with being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just think about this. We just finished Salatul Fajr. We completed an ibadah which we know to be with complete certainty. We know that this is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to be worshipped. That this is the way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to worship Him. And inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our naqis ibadah and to raise it to the level of kamal and to accept it and to give us reward for this. What about the people through the centuries, including today, who want to worship Allah and who have tried to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all kinds of ways? How did all these religions come about? Because people want to worship Allah. The people who are doing all kinds of things in temples and everywhere, I mean all kinds of houses of worship, what are they doing? They are trying to worship Allah. But each one has invented his own way which he thinks is the way to get close to Allah. Everyone who is doing it, what is his intention? The man going and making a sujood, making sajda to the qabr, is he trying to anger Allah? Is he going there to say that I want to anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, his niyat is good. His niyat is good. His method is wrong. His method is shirk, but his niyat is good. He is going there because he thinks this will get him close to Allah. The man who is worshipping before a stone, the man who is worshipping the fire, the man or woman who is dancing in the street and singing some song, all of them and all the ways that we know and we don't know, all of these are done with a good intention. Their intention is to please Allah. Their intention is to worship Allah. Their methods are all wrong. All the methods are false. All the methods are rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But their intention is correct. Yet they are unable to reach Allah. They spend millions. In this country, we live in a country where if a person becomes wealthy, what does he do? If a person gets a huge amount of wealth, we live in a country which is probably more God-conscious than any country on the face of the earth. They are God-conscious in the wrong way, but they are the most God-conscious people. The person in this country who gets enormous wealth, what does he do? He makes a gold crown for some deity which he worships in a temple. Or he builds a new temple. He does not build a disco. He does not build a casino. He tries to please Allah. But he does it in the wrong way. He does not know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his wealth is going in something which is haram. Leave that aside. Forget them. Look at ourselves. I am saying, I remind myself and you, how many of us have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, oh Allah, you showed us how to worship you. Even before we pray, how many of us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, you showed us how to worship you. You did not leave us in the dark to say, guess, figure out, create some philosophy. We don't know whether this philosophy is right or wrong. You have to live in a state of anxiety all your life. I am worshipping Allah every day, but I don't know. This worship, is it the correct way? Does it get to Allah? Does it not get to Allah? Does Allah hear me? Does not hear me? We don't know. Nothing. Allah did not leave us like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us a form of worship and ordered us to worship Him in a way which He accepts. He showed us a form of worship which He likes. He told us that when we stand here and we recite His kalam, He answers us. When we make dua, He accepts us. Should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this alone? I mean, I'm saying apart from many others, just one thing. And inshallah, we'll see other things. But this one thing alone, should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, oh Allah, you gave us this. You allowed us to worship you. And you showed us the way to worship you. Should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this alone? And inshallah, we'll talk about this issue of shukr. And the issue of other things. But today, let us remain with this. Just the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it is salah, whether it is zakat, whether it is hajj, whether it is the fasting of Ramadan, all the faraid, all the nawafil, all the sunan. Should we not thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He guided us, and He guided us to the way that with absolute certainty we know that this leads to Allah. There is no doubt about this. No doubt whatsoever that the salah is the correct way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That there is no other way of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is superior to this way. No other way is superior to the salah. No other way is a way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which has greater certainty than the salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us this way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do this, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers those prayers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to the Surah Al-Fatiha line by line, ayat by ayat. I remind myself and you that let us spend some time and reflection in this and think about this and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He showed us this way of worshipping Him, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to pray to the quality that is worthy of being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover our mistakes and to hide our faults and to forgive our mistakes and to elevate this worship of ours to a level which is acceptable to Him and to accept it from us and to give us the rewards which are in keeping with His mercy and with His forgiveness. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.